I chose the passage on page 88 and 89 of Canary Row because it's one of my favourite passages, just because it's so funny. I also thought Steinbeck was saying a few interesting things in the passage. Steinbeck intersperses the book with a few episodes that aren't strictly related to either the main plot or the main, or seen through the perspective of the main characters of the book. This happens to be one of them. Other examples are the passage with the death of Josh Billings in Monterey, or the soldiers down at the beach. The function of these passages is either to sort of describe the Canary Row community through a larger perspective, or to make specific points. I thought that the function of this episode, the Frogs episode, was not only just to be very, very funny, but also to make a few points which I'll talk about later on in the podcast. The tone of this passage is particularly distinct from the rest of the book. We get the sense this is some sort of epic epic event. There's an almost biblical tone to the whole thing. from the very beginning, the frogs are characterized as some sort of ancient cultured society. The following three sentences were particularly interesting. Their voices beat the night. They boomed and barked and croaked and rattled. They sang to the stars, to the waning moon, to the waving grasses. They bellowed love songs and challenges. This is right at the beginning of the passage, and it does several things. The boomed, bark, croaked, rattled creates the rhythm, poetic aspect. Sang to the stars, the waning moon, the waving grasses, love songs and challenges. This is all very romanticized, very poetic. At least I thought of some sort of ancient society. The men creeping towards them sort of sets the scene for what's going to happen, creates some sort of suspense, and directs our sympathies towards the frogs. What follows after this initial paragraph is all one paragraph, which I thought was particularly important because it meant that the tempo and the tempo, the pace, and the tone of the whole passage was sustained. This, like I said, it's a very sort of epic tone. this is achieved in a number of ways. One of the most important things is that although Steinbeck doesn't repeat words, he uses large sequences of words. For example, the men are described as stamping, churning, moving. The frogs are tired, frightened, disillusioned, dripping, whimpering. This creates rhythm in the passage and, again, lends a sort of poetic and very climactic tone to the whole thing. What I think is very important to the humour is that what Steinbeck is actually describing is just the catching of frogs by a few men late at night drinking some whiskey. But he manages to turn it into something so epic and important, this sort of terrible, tragic event. And I think that's really what makes the humour. It's the fact that these two such, I mean, at the tone of the passage and what's actually going on are at such odds that it's funny. At times in the passage, Steinbeck adds a sentence that is just, again, at odds with the whole tone of the passage, again, providing humour. For example, in the middle of the terrible hounding of the frogs to the end of the pool, Steinbeck adds the sentence, "Frogs are good swimmers, but they haven't much endurance." That just is just incredibly comic, and because it's so odds at odds with the tone. So it's a sort of combining of opposites that really does create the humour, and I think is borne out in the entire book. I've talked a lot about how the passage has a very epic tone. Of course, the main function of this is to create the humour, as I've said. Also, it allows the passage to more or less exist kind of out of space and time. It takes place almost outside of the rest of the book. Mac and the boys aren't mentioned by name until the very end, and allows Steinbeck to make certain points in the passage. I think Steinbeck is saying a few important things in this passage. He uses frogs rather than people, which I think was a very interesting choice, because although the frogs have our sympathies, particularly because they have been so anthropomorphized in the passage, because they are frogs, we are allowed enough distance to see the comedy, although they do have our sympathy. The language at times is almost Holocaust-like, well, reminiscent of the Holocaust, at least. At least that's what I felt. And this does elicit some sort of sympathy, and we do get a sense of the tragedy. But once again, because it is happening to frogs, we can see the comic side, and we're able to swallow what's happening a lot more easily. It's sort of like the use of animals rather than humans in the cartoon Mouse. What I also thought was interesting was what I thought Steinbeck was saying by describing something like this so tragically. Well, at the same, I mean, of course it is comic. And I think what he is saying is that, what he does say in the entire book is that death and life are sort of intertwined. Even though we're looking at something that is so, a huge frog execution, what is also happening is Mac and the boys are collecting a few frogs for Doc's birthday. So it's sort of a look at how death and tragedy and something like that is really a part of life, and it's just looking at it on a smaller scale that makes it so makes it easy to brush off because it's just happening to a few frogs. These things do happen. I think that's what Steinbeck is trying to say, and it's not very easy to say that using human beings. So by using a sort of frog execution, he's able to make the point and be funny at the same time. I also think it's interesting that he talks about the rules of the game at the very beginning. There is a sense in the book, I think, that people are playing to a certain game. I think this is shown best in the interactions between Mac and Lee Chong, where both sort of know what's going on, but sort of keep a pretense. And I thought that was interesting that Steinbeck put that at the very beginning of the passage. I also thought that the frog people perhaps paralleled, what happened to people during the Depression. The whole unexpectedness of the whole thing, and the frogs who decide to flee and move to a new country where such things don't happen. The idea of the transience of home, and of how such terrible things can happen to a group of people is sort of, I think, mirrored in the Depression as this frog episode. So although I like this passage because I thought it was, just very funny, I thought it was saying a few important things, and I really thought that the theme, or rather the general intertwining of life and death, of human sadness that we see in the whole book, is kind of played out here in this passage, and Steinbeck is making important points without really preaching to us, which I think is what he's trying to do, what he's trying to achieve in the whole novel. So I thought it was a good section of the book to talk about.